Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
I'm Andy. It's 10 minutes after, 11 minutes after now, 9 o'clock. This is the Andy Griffin Show. Adam Snow is with me. Adam has never been a man to mince words. He'll tell it like it is. I like that about Adam. Adam, I grew up, my wife and her family from New Jersey. And talk about people who don't mince words. You know, if they see something wrong, they say it. They don't keep their mouth shut on it. So, but I know you've not been afraid to say things that, you know, some people don't like, as long as it's the truth. And that's a good thing, right?
I mean, we try, right? You're always going to upset somebody eventually. But yeah. It's better just to be honest along the way.
Yeah. Big week for the county. Of course, the county fair started last Friday, runs through this Saturday. My brother was asking me, hey, do you know of any other county fairs around the country that are in April and not in the fall? And I was like, I never thought about it, but are there other fairs that are this time of year that you're aware of?
You know, I'm sure there probably is. I don't know, not in Utah, I don't think, but you know, we used to have ours in August,
which was
such a miserable time because it was just hot. I mean, hot and miserable, and sometimes you'd have monsoons, and so it's hot and miserable and
muddy,
humid and muggy, and it just, so they moved it a few years ago, before I was elected, they moved it a few years ago to April, and what a great time. I mean, I think last year there was a wood day that was a little cool, but you know what, I'll take a little bit cool and sunny than hot and muggy.
I gotta tell you, last night, went to the Lone Star concert out at the county fair. The weather maybe would have been designed as it was perfect. It was as perfect a night as you could have out there. My wife, because she's always cold, had a little jacket on, but I was in shorts and a t-shirt and was comfortable the whole concert. I mean, it was just a perfect night.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah. Exciting times. We've got, like you said, we had Lone Star last night. Tonight is Nathan Pacheco and...
That reminds me. I'm glad you said that because I have in my hand some tickets to the military tribute concert featuring Nathan Pacheco.
Oh, yeah, well, I did not know you had that.
You did not. I just barely remembered. And it's funny because I got them out. I'm like, you got to remember this. And I forgot. But you said it, and now I remember. So let's start right now. First person that texts me, what should we go, Adam? Should we just go Nathan or Pacheco or something that texts me?
Let's maybe go Nathan Pacheco. Do they have to spell it correctly?
No, you don't have to spell it correctly. Text me at 467-5842. I've got a pair of tickets. We're going to give away six during the hour today to tonight's concert. It's a military tribute concert featuring Nathan Pacheco. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you're going to talk about the other stuff coming up too, but I did just remember that I have these and I better give them away or I'd be in, you know, how much trouble I'd be in if I had tickets for tonight's concert and I forgot to give them
Susie
away.
Susie would be
I would be in big
you.
Trouble. Yeah. Well, Susie and Ernie over here at Town Square, they both would be like, what are you doing? Yeah. What's wrong?
Let's not get you in trouble, Andy.
No. So text me 435-467-5842. You can text me Nathan or Pacheco or both, whichever, if you want to get a pair of those tickets. So back to the
It's going
to
be, you know, I had not heard Nathan. I know a lot of people are going to cringe at that and say, how have you not heard Nathan? I hadn't until last year. He was at a different event actually here in Southern Utah, and a phenomenal singer, really good entertainer. Mm-hmm. And plus it's the military ceremony tonight. Why would you not? I mean, what else have you got going on tonight that you don't want to come out to this? It'll be a great event out at the fairgrounds. And then we've got Lee Greenwood tomorrow.
I've got tickets tomorrow for that. I'm going to give away, but not today.
Great. We really tried to make this fair. It's the 250th. It's kicking off. The fair is kicking off the 200 America's 250 birthday celebration. So from this week for the next 15 months until culmination on the 4th of July, 2026, we as America's County are putting on a huge birthday party. So this is the kickoff for it. And so we've got Lee Greenwood coming out to sing I'm Proud to Be an American. And then we've got the all-original pageant that we had.
It's officially called the America 250 Freedom Pageant.
It is, yes. And some people are like, okay, is this, you know, people walking around on stage? No, it's not that kind of pageant. It is a retelling of the shot heard around the world in the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. But it's all original. Sam Payne, if
yeah, I was going to say, this dude is incredibly talented, great storyteller. In fact, he has a radio show on BYU Radio where he basically tells story. I think it's Johnny Appleseed. I forget the name of it, but he's a really great storyteller and a great writer.
He is. And again, when I told, now who is this guy? Sam Payne? I mean, the entire room, they went apoplectic on me. They were, Adam, how do you not know who Sam Payne is? But again, just not my world. But when I heard the music and I told him, he said, what do you want this to be? Because this is all original. I mean, Washington County sponsored this and paid for him to write it, and he wanted to be a part of it, to tell the story of America and kind of the kickoff of the revolution.
Yeah.
And so he wrote this, and I said, well, you know, from Les Miserables, I'd like, you know, Red, Black, you know, that song, the Songs of Angry Men, right? Mm-hmm. Or Do You Hear the People Sing? You know, something like that. And he's like, okay. I said, but I want this to be red meat, patriotic Americana. I mean, that is what we're looking for here. And so I think he delivered it in spades. So down here in Washington County, if you are, we are the land of liberty. We're America's county here. We are generally patriotic, freedom-loving patriots. And so I want, there's no reason to not bring your family to this. If you want to tell your kids and show your kids in a very entertaining way the start of America and what those founding patriots had to go through, what they risked, you're going to want to be there. And it tells lots of different stories throughout this. It's going to be really cool. It's kind of interactive. They come through the crowd a little bit. And
nice.
And it's going to be a great event. So, yeah, there's a lot going on at the fair this week.
So you got Nathan Pacheco tonight, Lee Greenwood tomorrow night, the pageant on Thursday and Friday night. Yep. And then I don't know that there's anything more American than a demolition derby.
Well, why not end it
Saturday.
Off with a demolition derby? Yeah.
So you ever driven one of those?
I have not.
I had buddies. This was when I was a teenager, so it was a long time ago. But they had somehow found a way to get an entry into a demolition derby, and their job was to prepare the car for the demolition derby. And I was like, hey, why don't you put a railroad tie in for a bumper instead of a bumper? And they're like, yeah, we were going to do that, but we found out that's illegal. You can't do that.
Also, there are rules.
There are some rules.
It seems like there's not a lot of rules when you look at those cars.
And I remember maybe a decade ago, I was there working for a local news outlet, and it had rained really hard. Now, this was back when the fair was still in the fall, and we'd had the monsoons, and it turned the demolition derby arena into a mosh pit. I mean, it was just mud everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And I thought, this is going to be so good, you know, demolition derby with mud. As it turns out, that's really bad for demolition derbies because you can't get any speed up to crash really good. And I learned the hard way that it was actually kind of a bummer demolition derby. There weren't a lot of great crashes, but
last year I thought it was a great derby here at the fair. There were some really good wrecks. But I love what they call the squirrel cars or the front wheel drive.
Oh,
the little
tiny
tires in the back. Man, those are fast. I mean, they get moving. Those things, they've got the better weight distribution over the front axle, you know, with the engine. It was, I could have watched an entire derby of just that.
When I was a kid, there was I don't know if you remember Happy Days a little bit, but Fonzie had been entered into a demolition derby, and there were two brothers called the Malachi brothers, and they had something called the Malachi Crunch. And if you stalled your car, they would hit you at exactly the same time from opposite directions, thus the Malachi Crunch. And Fonzie had his car stalled. He was about to get Malachi Crunch, and I think at the last second the car started, and they actually ran into each other, and it was a cool deal. But it's TV, you know.
So he drove something other than a motorcycle?
Yeah, it was an actual car. Yeah, he even wore a helmet, which I don't think he ever wore a helmet on his motorcycle, did he?
I don't know. I've never actually seen the show, but I know Fonzie and the
I'm feeling old.
Thumbs up and
We're talking with Adam Snow, County Commissioner here in Washington County. I have a couple people I've been given. A couple people have signed up for the tickets here. We have a couple more to give away, and we'll give those away later on in the hour to Nathan Pacheco tonight. Tomorrow I'll be giving away tickets to Lee Greenwood. Thursday and Friday I'll be giving away tickets to the pageant written by Sam Payne, the America 250. Freedom Pageant, I think it's called. Did I get all that in there?
Yep.
Adam, yeah. All right. We there is some controversy, as they say for us upon, aluminium controversy. No, it's about racehorses. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned there and why it's controversial, because most of us are like, huh?
Yeah. Most people probably are somewhat unaware. This came to light for those that are involved many, many months ago. We, you know, last year actually. But for the general public, probably more this week, or last week, as we had our State of the County a week ago today, at the Dixie Center. And so what this exact issue is out at Legacy Park at the County Fairgrounds. We have the racetrack. We have many stall barns where horses are kept. Mm-hmm. And trainers use the track and board horses there. And this is kind of a training facility to see which horses are going to really perform. And then they take the best around the country at Santa Anita and other places, and they go race, right? And so many people are kind of perplexed, like, well hold on, I haven't been to a race here. Yeah, because no, this is really more of a training facility. We wish that there was more races here, but they don't put them on. So we've discovered there's some, over time, there's been some drainage issues at the park. We had to acquire an easement through some other private land. That takes a long time. Anytime you're dealing with the government, people kind of see deep pockets. They want to jack the price up quite a bit. And so we had to negotiate that for quite a while. Then we had to do the engineering on where the drainage is going to, you know, how to get the water out when we get a big rainstorm or maybe even some snow. And so, all of that's done. There's some electrical upgrades that need to be, that really need to be done. And so, the contractors that are coming in need to really tear the area up to put in the trenching for all of those upgrades. And while it's all exposed and trenched out, there can't be horses that are there.
So you're going to have to kick some people out for a little while.
Yeah. But we gave them ample notice. And then we actually gave them free rent as long as they were just trying to help with the displacement. We gave them over half a year to, you know, find some somewhere else to board the horses.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. Some people have erroneously claimed or maybe even intentionally, you know, oh, you're trying to ban this forever, you just hate us. And that's just not it. We're trying to upgrade and improve the facility. And then while we're doing that, we said, well, look, once we put this all back together, what should we put it back together as? Is this the best? You know, are we maximizing this public facility to the best of its ability? Now, look, I love rodeo. And so if you've ever been down to Wickenburg, I just drove through there over the weekend because I had to be in Phoenix for my daughter's cheer competition.
I have not been there.
Wickenburg is a who cares town. And anybody who's listening who's from Wickenburg, I'm sorry. But it's true, right?
Yeah.
I've driven through there many, many, many times visiting family between Arizona and Utah. And it's about an hour outside of Phoenix. And it's just nothing there. But there's an old river bottom that they had a small arena, and they just started kind of doing some team roping, and it just grew. And that place has exploded.
Really?
There are trailer, and it's more the ancillary businesses, but there's now arena after arena after arena. People travel from all over the western U.S. to go to Wickenburg, Arizona, for the team roping capital of the world, and the businesses that have come there and the homes that people then buy because, hey, I want to be around this. It is a team roping mecca. And we've heard from so many people saying, why is that in Wickenburg? It should be here, because when you're done team roping, because you can't rope 12 straight hours, right? Your horse can't handle that.
Right.
What else are you going to do in Wickenburg? There's like a McDonald's and a Taco Bell, and that's it.
Yeah.
Here, we've got Zion, we've got Snow Canyon, we've got Sand Hollow, we've got Gunlock, we've got so many beautiful things to go see and do, and there's an actual city, right? I mean, you can do things. So We did a study for a year to make sure we could, you know, this is going to be viable and a good use of tourism dollars. But we're going to be making a significant and substantial investment into the fairgrounds to make this even more of an equestrian area and a destination, including the RV hookups for people when they come with their big, you know, multi-million dollar trailers. And it's like a Taj Mahal on wheels for the horses and the people. And, you know, so that they can come and stay and have this really be a destination, but also have it a place that the locals aren't going to get priced out of. So we're going through this master planning process that when we put this all back together, what should it be and what can it be? And we'll probably have to phase it in over time. We're not going to, you know, make all the investment and just hope that if you build it, they will come. But
yeah,
we'll build it in phases as we prove that yes, this is going to work. But I think we're pretty sure on this one, and all the data says that it's going to be. So not only are we not trying to limit equestrian use, we're trying to enhance and expand equestrian use of the fairgrounds and really make this a great destination.
Nice. Just by the way, I've gotten a couple of texts from people saying, hey, your AM signal is really fuzzy today. I would recommend, and I know change is hard. I was very resistant to this myself, but we have a very strong FM signal. Two of them, actually, 92.5 FM and 106.1 FM, as well as our online. You can listen through the app, or you can listen on our website, 890kdxu.com. So for those of you who are really, we had to move our tower, our 890 tower, the AM tower, further out because the lease was up on the, it's a long story. But basically, I would encourage all of you to go ahead to the FM now. It's 2025. I think it's okay that we maybe move it from AM to FM. And I know a lot of people that listen online or through the app, so which is crystal clear, of course. But yep. Yeah, I apologize if we are coming in a little fuzzy on the AM this morning. But 92.5 FM and 106.1 FM will get you there. And the 106.1 FM is a digital signal with all kinds of enhancements. If you have a newer car, you've got, you know, the little 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, and you can actually, like our ESPN station and Fox station are right there as well. So, we're talking with Adam Snow today on the Andy Griffin Show. Adam is a county commissioner. How long have you been a commissioner now, Adam?
3 years.
In 3 years. Do you feel like you've got a handle on it now?
I think I'm doing okay.
At first you're learning and trying to figure everything out, and after a few months, and it's like, okay, you learned, now get to it.
You know, I do think I came, it's a little unfair, because I do think I came with a bit of an advanced warning of what the job kind of entails. Working for Congressman Stewart for the 6 years that I did, when I initially ran, when Dean Cox asked me to, I went back through my calendar over those 6 years and added up all of the commission meetings. His district, the second district of Utah, covers about half the state. Mm-hmm. You know, only a quarter of the population, but geographically about half the state. So that was 14 counties, and I realized that I added them up. Actually, my internet went and added them up. Between regular meetings and special commission meetings, over 1,000. I don't think there's even a sitting commissioner that has been to it, because we only meet every other week, right?
Yeah, so, and it's just your commission, not all the different counties.
But I would hit three or four a day, try and hit Garfield, you know, Iron at 9 a.m., Garfield at 11, Sevier at 1:30. Yeah, I mean, so I'd be able to hit a whole bunch of them, and so I kind of had a decent idea. But yes, the first year you really try and spend figuring out what all the little intricacies are and the various departments and who does what. But I think by year three, I think I've got a pretty decent handle on it.
And you are running this November, right?
No, ran last year. I just started a couple months ago, my first full term.
Okay.
I was just filling the end of Commissioner Cox's term before.
And may he rest in peace, by the way. Great man.
Great man.
All right. Let's stay on the fair for just a little bit longer. The moving the fair from the fall to the spring, I know there were people, and there still are people complaining. They're saying, look, you know, the fair is about the harvest, and about, you know, you got the big, you know, 40-pound squash, and you got the 150-pound pumpkin, and you got the perfect tomato and things like that. And of course, having it in the spring takes all of that out of it. Have you gotten a lot of pushback on that, do you feel?
I have not gotten any pushback.
None.
So I'm not going to say that nobody has gotten any phone calls on it, but no, nobody is. I mean, if you go down there, because I had to do some of the judging, we still have all the submissions of, you know, all the baked goods, obviously, all of your non-perishable things that, you know, quilts and other items that people have submitted that are really cool to look at. I mean, man, we have some talent in this county. I was blown away. It's actually very hard to judge. But then you still have your bottled peaches and plums and cherries and apple, you know, all of those things, because it's, you know, a few months on the bottle is not a big deal from last fall to this fall. So it's, there's obviously not the pumpkins and the big squash, but but I think it's a decent trade-off for the better weather.
What competitions do they have you judge? What were you part of?
So each one of us gets to judge.
You can be
judge.
General about it if you don't want to make
no,
any
it's, well, I already judged, and if you go, you'll see it. There's a big red and blue, red, white, and blue ribbon on it that I picked. So it's all I'm not a food judge.
Okay.
But it's all of the submissions, the handicrafts, the sewing, the needlework. There was a little purple, like, girl's dress, like, I don't know, like a six-year-old girl. I mean, you could have bought this at one of the highest-end boutiques. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was beautiful. Obviously, all the quilts and, you know, all of those things, paintings and sketches and metalwork, you know, things people have welded together. Just really, really cool. My mom does tatting, right? So lace. Mm-hmm. So she submitted some things that, no, I did not vote for my mom. She thinks that's unfair, by the way. I have not ever given the last 3 years, I've not given my mom the award, but she's, well, dang it, I'm never going to win then. Well,
yeah, I'm sorry, mom.
But I gave it this time to a guy who did an incredible table. Where you can see that he'd sawn a
so he built
stump.
It from, yeah, okay.
Well, he sawed the stump into thin cookies, kind of placed them into the table, and then did some green acrylic in between. But
wow.
Just beautiful. And then the legs of the tree, or the branches of the tree became the legs, it looked like it. Really, really pretty table. So that was, I thought that was the best this year.
If you end up going out to the county fair, folks, I can tell you there's some stuff out there that it's going to blow you away. You're going to be like, wait, someone that lives right here in town made this? Because it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So.
It really is. It's worth it. You know, sometimes people say, I'm just going to go ride the rides, or I'm just going to go to the demolition derby. You're already there. Go a little bit early. It opens at 4.
Yeah.
Go a little bit early and go check out some of this really cool stuff. Get out of the heat for a second or out of the sun, and it's just really, it's a cool place.
Couple of years ago, I got to judge the kids' cookie baking contest.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you, about one-third of them were amazing, and about one-third of them were, you know, they were all right. But there was that bottom third, and you have to, as a judge, you have to taste them all, and it doesn't matter what's in it, and... That was challenging.
They've asked me a couple times to go judge the salsa contest.
Oh yeah,
love salsa,
mm-hmm.
And I like heat too, so I'm fine. You bring
crank
it on,
baby.
But I'm a little worried that somebody might say, "Oh yeah, you like heat? Okay,
yeah,
we're gonna try this out.
Let's
now.
See what you
How
got
about just
there,
some
Adam
straight
Snow.
Habanero?
Yeah.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, 939 on KDXU. I'm Andy. Adam Snow is here. Adam and I have become friends over the last 3 years now, I guess. I've known you, Adam, huh? But, I should probably turn your mic on. That would actually help so we can actually hear you.
That's a handy feature. There's a few people I wouldn't mind having. I could shut their mic off once in a while.
That would be nice. I know at some big events like the Oscars and stuff, they actually turn people's mic off after a certain amount of time. And I think, you know, you do have open mic things occasionally where people can come and ask questions. That ought to be answered. You got 60 seconds. Whatever you're going to ask, you got 60 seconds to ask it, and then the mic goes off.
You know, we did that for a while. We have a public comment period before every single one of our commission meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do it a little differently where for different legal reasons and some of the stuff to comply with state law. We do it differently now where we can actually have a conversation with people. We go back and forth and maybe try and find a solution to whatever their problem might be.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the 2-minute timer. Let's just say nobody cared.
Nobody.
If it's a small enough room, right, a room where you can shout, turn the mic off. I can...
Yeah, I don't need a mic.
I'll just talk louder.
I'll just yell at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're talking county stuff, and I know you had the opportunity for the, state of the county, I guess.
Yep.
Is that what it was called? And what came out of that? What were the big talking points that came out of the state of the county address?
Well, some of the things we've already discussed on your show, numerous times, but really we wanted to do this, and we've done it the last 2 years. This year we did it in a different format. You know, the president gives the State of the Union, the governor gives the State of the State, mayors often give the State of the City. We said, well, let's give the State of the County,
mm-hmm.
and just a return and report back to our citizens. What is going on? What are the things that we're working on for them? You know, what are some of our concerns, challenges, and opportunities? And so the last 2 years we've done it in a video because the president, the governor, and a mayor is just one person, but we're three.
Three of you.
And so, you know, who stands up and speaks, you know, do we... So we just did a video, and we said, why don't we can make it a little more engaging. If we're going to talk about water projects, let's go video us talking about that water project at Chief Toker Reservoir or at Sand Hollow, you know, wherever it might be.
So you went on location, huh?
We did. And then we broke them into 12 segments so that people could see them and kind of view it at their leisure. Rather than just do that again this year, we said, okay, well, this one, let's stand up. So we held it at the Dixie Center and invited everybody to come. We offered some refreshments, and it was actually a packed house. We think somewhere around 375 to 400 people were there, standing room only. So next year we'll put in more chairs. And
I should have gone. Unfortunately, I've been in and out of the hospital the last couple of weeks. So
that's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Unfortunate excuse, but a good one.
Yeah.
So we'll excuse you, Andy.
It was a good...
So we each took different things. You know, Commissioner Iverson spoke about, you know, some water and growth, housing, obviously large or huge issues that people are concerned about. And that, so to report back to the citizens of what we're doing, and I think we're going to be okay on water, just to let everybody know. If you didn't catch the state of the county, you can see it online, but you can also, I'll just summarize that part. As long as we do our part and pray that the Lord will give us a little more moisture. This year was bad, right? I mean, it's the driest driest year we've had on record, and for the water year, I mean, and
the calendar year. By the way, we have just under 2 inches of rain this year so far. We're usually at about 5 right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's not
we're
good.
Way behind.
Not good. We've got a 60% chance of some rain, I think, on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, they even said maybe it's scattered showers today. Even
really?
So,
well,
yeah.
I hope so. Whatever. Whatever you do to whatever God you may pray to, we need whatever divine help we can get. And some people don't like us saying that, and I don't care. Because we need water. We need rain. And some of those that are the biggest complainers, well, why don't we just stop all the development? It gets into a much deeper discussion then. But, you know, the people that are always saying, well, why don't we just stop the development? It seemed like those that moved here in the last 5 years.
Mm.
So if we had stopped development 6 years ago,
they wouldn't be here.
They wouldn't be here. Mm. And, you know, and some of us would have been fine with that. But that's not the role of government to, when we have the water, which we do right now still, to allow somebody to build a home. I got to build mine. Why don't you get to build yours?
Yeah.
But it's always very convenient for the person that says, well, now that I've built my home, you shouldn't be able to build on your land. And that's just a short-sighted view, because that's fine. We could stop development. We could do a moratorium on everything, and all the cities could too. And your home would skyrocket in price, because that doesn't diminish the desirability of the area. People still want to be here. So they'll still come, and they'll bring cash because they're very wealthy, and we will make Malibu and Park City look like the slums. Because they will buy your house for triple its value, not because they love your home. They just want your water.
Yeah.
And they'll build whatever they want to build.
Yeah.
And so
you can move to Manti with your money and enjoy the snow up there.
Yeah. But if you want to be here, and if you want your kids to be here, I've got three little kids. I want them to be able to live here too.
Yeah.
So we can't just say, but I don't want them to live in my house. So they're going to need a home. And when you graduate college, you're probably not going to be able to offer triple the value of a house.
No.
So I hope that they can stay as well. And really, that's what we're trying to accomplish, is that this is still the area that we all love. We haven't lost our soul, but we have to still be able to grow. A community that's not growing is, by definition, dying. So he covered that. We covered tourism, we covered economic development. We've announced that the old administration building is going to be turned into, which we've now vacated, and the court has moved in temporarily while we remodel another building on behalf of the federal court. But they, when they vacate and move into their new building on St. George Boulevard, then that old administration building will be vacant. And we're going to be doing a little facelift to it, but moving all of the economic development agencies, the state agencies, the county, city things, all into one building. Right now, they're kind of spread out around the county. And you show up somewhere and you say, hey, I need some help on this. I'm a young entrepreneur. I need some growth. Well, actually, that's not here. You need
Wrong
to drive
place.
Over to
yeah.
this place. It's really annoying, right?
Yeah.
And it's not efficient. So it's going to be not you need to drive over here, but let me walk you across the hall to Bob's office or Betty's office, and let's just handle it. We'll also have incubator space for startups. We turn the old chambers, which is a large room, into, speed pitch competitions and seminars that we can host on helping economic development. So we'll be repurposing that building and doing some really cool stuff that we think is going to help the area. Also announced that we're partnering between Washington County, Iron County, and the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, a partnership between the two Washington and Iron counties. We have the greater economy. We have a much larger labor force, obviously. We have more access to a lot of infrastructure. They have rail that we don't have.
We do not.
And so that allows us more access to heavier manufacturing, heavier distribution of things. Because right now we can only truck it. But we've got to truck it to Vegas or up to Salt Lake or somewhere to get on a rail. This is much closer. So it's an inland port satellite hub going in just west of Cedar City that we're partnering on. And that'll be a big benefit to Washington County in that we can now truck things much shorter distances. The inland port hub allows for, all the customs work and everything that you don't have to get to the port and then just wait forever in Long Beach or in San Francisco. You do it in Iron County. And then once it's done, it's on the ships or on the rail to wherever it's heading, and it just speeds up the process a ton. So it's a great concept. Salt Lake, because of some of their politics, they haven't been able to get the main inland port done. So this is actually going to be the first one done probably in the state.
Nice.
This hub, but it'll be a great thing. So we talked about just so many different topics to report back to our citizens of what's important and what they need to know of what's going on in their county. And we did some Q&A as well.
All right. I got to get a break in, and I have one more set of two tickets to Nathan Pacheco tonight, the military tribute concert featuring Nathan Pacheco. If you want to just text me tickets or Nathan or anything you want, just text me your name, too. We'll give away that last pair of tickets. We're on with Adam Snow today, Washington County. Of course, fair going on. I got a great concert tonight. In fact, all week long, and these are all in the outdoor arena, right?
Yes.
All week long, you've got the good. So Nathan Pacheco, Lee Greenwood, the America Freedom Pageant, and, of course, the Demolition Derby on Saturday, all week long. But if you want to go see Nathan Pacheco tonight, text me right now, 435-467-5842. I'm going to turn Adam's mic down and talk for a second about Angelica's Mexican Grill. Now, Angelica's is, of course, first of all, AG approved. Yeah, I got the founder going on there. Angelica's, though, online, they have, you think a restaurant, you think, if they can get over 4 stars for a restaurant, I'm pretty happy, because there's always people with an axe to grind. Well, Angelica's comes in with 4.5 out of 5 stars with almost 3,000 reviews on the Google review. And I'm just scrolling down and, 5 star, 5 star, 4 star, 5 star, 5 star, 4 star, 5 star, 5. It's incredible, all the great reviews. I'm just going to pick some at random. This is literally live at random. Okay, Mike says, Angelica's restaurant is fabulous. I ordered the Monday special of 4 tacos. I got 2 chicken and 2 steak with rice and beans for $6.95 and added fajita style. They were the best street tacos I've ever, and this is all caps, ever had. That's pretty high praise. 5 stars. Let's find another one. Great food, amazing. This is from Hashi, Hashi. Great food, amazing hot sauce. Angelica's special has soft tortillas and they fell apart. I recommend the street tacos that have 2 tortillas and the bottom one is crispy and a lot sturdier. I love that. 5 stars. Let's find another 5 star. They're all over the place. This is Anthony. We enjoyed dining there. Service was very quick. Food was good. We sat outside enjoying the nice weather in St. George. Yeah, we do have that. It's Angelica's Mexican Grill. They're located at 101 East St. George Boulevard. They are so good. And a personal recommendation, I just had, last time I ate there, just last week, I had the pickled habanero onion. I'm not an onion guy. I'm not a pickled guy. But this was amazing. Angelica's is AG approved.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
All right, we have winners. Let's see. Lance is one of them. I think Jim is one of them. People going to the Nathan Pacheco concert tonight. Lance and, I'm going to make sure I got the names right. Lance and Jim and Eric are our three winners going to the Nathan Pacheco concert tonight. Again, we've got tickets all week long. Lee Greenwood tomorrow. The America 250 Freedom Pageant on Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, stay tuned. We'll be giving, you'll have lots of opportunities to win. A guy that does not need tickets because he is a VIP. His name is Adam Snow. Adam is here today. Hi, Adam. You doing all right?
I'm doing great, Andy. Yeah. It's always fun to be on the show.
Appreciate you being here. Really do. County Fair is, you know, it's first of all, it's in the spring, which is weird for some people, right? Because the fairs are usually in the fall. But given the climatological restrictions of our area, that's a very smart move, I think. I love that it's in the spring, especially last night as I was sitting there at the Lone Star concert, and it's like, you know, 68 degrees and perfect outside, yeah. You know, I'm just like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. But it is also, you know, traditional in a lot of ways. I mean, yeah, you don't have the, like you said, the big squash and pumpkins or whatever, the harvest, but you have a lot of the, of course, the displays, the cities and the individual talented artists and craftsmen. And then you have the carnival. Now, are you a carnival guy? Do you go... Are you a Ferris wheel guy or maybe the big rocking boat thing or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I do because, like I said earlier, I've got little kids, and so they enjoy, well, young kids. I wouldn't say little anymore. I've got tweens.
Tweens,
but
yeah.
But so they enjoy them. I took my son and some of his friends. I took my daughters, and they had a good time.
Yeah? Did you drop a few bucks on along the way there?
Of course. And we did the, yes, I do. So I do rides with them. I like rides. I like speed.
Yeah.
So
you feel the need?
You know, if I'm going to go on a roller coaster and it's got the electromagnetic, you know, propulsion that starts you off at, you know, 0 to 60 and a half a heartbeat. I love those.
Yeah.
Just dropping over and over again or, you know, flipping upside down in a big.
Yeah.
Not my favorite thing to do in the world. Right. So, but I do it for my kids because, you know, you love your kids, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a great time though, man. They, yeah.
What about fair food? Is there a fair food that you, like, oh, I can't wait till the fair comes down because I'm going to get blank. What is there anything?
Yeah, funnel cake, maybe.
Funnel cakes are pretty
good.
Right.
Yeah. Beignets are good. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love fair food? I mean, it's just guilty pleasure, but I mean, a lot heavy guilt, right? Heavy, greasy, oily guilt.
Well, I think you're allowed like once a year, right?
I think you have to. I mean, if you're American, unless you're a commie, but I mean,
this is America's county right here.
This is America's county. So you go get your corn dog and your funnel cake and just enjoy it and don't feel the guilt and then just spend a little time on the bike tomorrow, a little extra.
Saw a dude drinking a drink out of a pineapple, literally a hollowed out pineapple, and they had put slush inside of it. I think pineapple flavored slush inside of it. And I was like, I have got to get me one of these.
That sounds delicious. Oh, I'd bathe in that.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I love pineapple.
So, county fair going on right now through Saturday of this week. Now, it coincides. We also have on Friday and Saturday the art festival in St. George City and the Easter car show out in Hurricane City. And like I said earlier, I don't know if people were listening in the last hour, I said, there's time to do all of that stuff. You could hit the fair tonight or any day this week. Even if you waited till Friday, you could hit the fair on Friday, go to the car show in the early part of the day on Saturday, and then hit the art festival later part of the day. I mean, you got it covered. You got time.
Yeah. But make sure you hit the fair first.
Yeah. Hit the fair first.
Yeah.
Gates before you run out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't spend your money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Gates open at 4:00, but there is, there's so many things going on. And, you know, I hate it when I hear people say once in a while that, oh, there's nothing to do here.
You hear that a lot.
Oh my goodness. There is so much to do here. And if nothing else, just go outside. What a beautiful time of the year.
It is. We have incredible amounts of trails all over the county. Places to hike and
we've got the
and do stuff.
LPGA coming up. We've got hiking and biking everywhere. There's, you know, I've got people that, even though the water's a little chilly for me still, there's people out, you know, wake surfing and stuff on the lakes already. There's so much to do in this town. Quit complaining. There is a ton to do.
We have a little pool in our backyard. Not a big pool. We have a little one, but it is still, yeah, the water's still a little chilly because overnight you're getting down into the 50s, and so the water takes on the, you know, even by the end of the afternoon, the water's still in the 60s and 70s, and that's a little chilly.
It's a little chilly, yeah. But,
unless you have the money to heat it up.
But, yeah, who has that?
Not me. So, Adam, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for coming in today. It's been a lot of fun. I know we've had an opportunity to give away some stuff to some shows. If there's one show that you say you cannot, absolutely cannot miss this week, it would be
The Pageant.
The Pageant.
For sure. If you, like I said earlier, if you want to remind yourself and to teach your children what those early patriots sacrificed so that we could live in this greatest country on earth. A country that has done more to uplift humans out of poverty than any other nation since the dawn of man. With all of our freedoms and everything, are we perfect? No, but we are always striving to be a more perfect union, and we're pretty dang good.
We're pretty good.
Then go and see that pageant. It will remind you what those people gave up.
Well said. He's Adam Snow. I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll have the Chamber on, as well as Dave Romer from Modern Warriors. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you.